KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:02, we have mostly sunny skies now, 59 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy this afternoon with a chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the afternoon, a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you this hour by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. In the news, an official in Pottawatomie County reports that on Wednesday, seven Southwest Iowa nonprofit animal welfare organizations came together to create the Southwest Iowa Animal Coalition. Pott County Supervisor Lauren Knaus, facilitator of the coalition, said the regional collaboration is comprised of Catnip and Tails Rescue in Council Bluffs, the Harrison County Humane Society in Logan, Lusco Farms Rescue in Malvern, Montgomery County Animal Rescue in Red Oak, People for Paws in Shenandoah, the Pottawatomie County Animal Shelter, and the Western Iowa Feral and Homeless Cat Program in Walnut. Each organization has committed to working together to improve the health, safety, and quality of life of our communities through the humane treatment and management of animals in Southwest Iowa. Knaus said the Southwest Iowa Animal Coalition is the first regional collaboration of animal welfare organizations of its kind in Southwest Iowa, and they made the decision to design a new way for animal welfare and government organizations to work together in an effort to increase the number of animal adoptions, to better promote spay, neuter, and microchip programs, to increase education and outreach, and to help create a more consistent and effective approach to animal control in Southwest Iowa. Sheila McKern with the Pott County Animal Shelter said the problem of neglected and unwanted animals in Southwest Iowa has no borders. McKern said that owners that do not spay and neuter their animals have helped to increase the number of unwanted animals that are abandoned throughout Southwest Iowa. She says to solve the problem in one community, you must also attempt to solve the problem in the surrounding communities, and that can only happen when everyone is working as a team. The Animal Coalition is their team effort. Linda Huffing with the People for Paws said the Southwest Iowa Animal Coalition has become a foundation for what they see as a regional team effort to reduce the number of neglected, unwanted, and abandoned animals through shared adoption efforts, education programs, spay and neuter programs, microchipping, and discussion of the best practices for addressing animal control. The coalition feels they can take a realistic approach to reducing the number of unwanted and abandoned animals. Knaus said the coalition has partnered with Petco and Council Bluffs and Orscheln Farm and Home in Red Oak to hold two regional adoption and microchip events in an effort to increase the number of animal adoptions and use of identification microchips in Southwest Iowa. The use of microchips has helped to increase the likelihood that lost, stolen, and even injured pets are successfully returned to their owners. Now, the first regional adoption and microchip event will be held Saturday, September 14th at 10 a.m. at Petco in Council Bluffs. That's at 3721 Marketplace Drive. The second regional adoption and microchip event will be held on Saturday, October 5th at 10 a.m. at Orscheln Farm and Home in Red Oak. News time is 8:05.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
Well, last month was much cooler and drier than the typical July in Iowa. State climatologist Harry Hilliker says the month started with some significant heat, but turned unusually cool over the last week.
Overall, temperatures for the month averaged about 1.2 degrees below normal and ranks 30th coolest July in 141 years of records.
Many locations posted daily record low temperatures between July 28th and 30th. Here in Atlantic, the coldest and record-setting low temperature occurred on July 27th when we bottomed out at 41 degrees. The average low for the month was 58, whereas the normal average low is 63. The coldest temperature recorded over the month occurred last weekend when Battle Creek in northwest Iowa hit 39 degrees.
And that's the first time we've had 30s anywhere in Iowa in July in almost 30 years.
The highest recorded temperature last month was 98 degrees in Keokuk, and that was on July the 19th. Iowa has not reached triple-digit temperatures this entire summer.
Actually, that 98 at Keokuk is the highest temperature so far in the summer months this year in Iowa. Oddly enough, it's not the highest temperature of the calendar year, way back on May the 14th. Sioux City reached 106 degrees.
The hottest day in Atlantic was 92, and that was on July the 17th. The average high for the month was 85, which is just 1 degree shy of normal. The statewide average rainfall total for July was 1.76 inches, making it the ninth driest July in state history. Hilliker says sections of north, central, and south central Iowa actually received above average rainfall, but most of the state received very little precipitation.
And have at least one location that had a record dry July, which would be at Carroll, where they reported just 18 hundredths of an inch of rain this month.
Atlantic was also very short of rain last month.
The lowest total I've seen among the official reports was at Atlantic, which is 13 hundredths of an inch there. However, that was not a record for them, which was set last year where they had just a trace of rain during July 2012.
Normally, Atlantic receives 4.62 inches of rain during the month of July. Year to date here, we've received 18.81 inches of precipitation. That's January through July and includes melted snowfall. Not a single tornado touched down in Iowa last month. There have been 15 confirmed tornadoes so far in the state this year. That compares to 16 in 2012, which was the lowest tornado total in Iowa since 1953. Creighton University is expected to release its monthly report on the health of the economy in nine Midwestern and Plains states today. The report is based on a survey of business leaders that Creighton University economist Ernie Goss oversees. It offers an indication of just how the economy is expected to perform in the next months ahead. The survey covers Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, and South Dakota. Iowa is apparently vying with Nebraska for another multi-million-dollar data center. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
The Omaha World Herald reports officials south of Omaha in Sarpy County, Nebraska, will apply for $200 million in state incentives for the center known as Project Oasis. Iowa's economic development director has already said she would like to land Project Oasis after the state beat out Nebraska for nearly $1 billion center in Altoona known as Project Catapult. Google has invested or plans to invest $1.5 billion in its center in Council Bluffs, and Microsoft is spending $677 million on a data center in West Des Moines. The company behind the Project Oasis has not yet been identified. I'm Dar Danielson.
Taking a look at world headlines, American Edward Snowden has been granted temporary asylum in Russia. Snowden's lawyer says the former U.S. government contractor has received papers allowing him to stay in Russia for a year, and today he walked out of Moscow's airport, where he'd been forced to remain since June 23rd. Snowden had flown to Moscow from Hong Kong, where he fled before disclosing U.S. secret surveillance programs. Three Cleveland women will soon learn how long the man who held them captive will spend time behind bars. Today is the sentencing day for Ariel Castro, who admitted in a plea deal that for around 10 years he sexually and physically abused the women who were prevented from leaving his Cleveland home. Castro faces a maximum of life in prison plus 1,000 years after the death penalty was taken off the table. Parts of China are experiencing the worst heat they've had in at least 140 years. Dozens of people have died in temperatures that have reached 104 degrees, and authorities have, for the first time, declared a level 2 weather emergency, which normally happens during typhoons and flooding. It's so hot, in fact, that people are grilling shrimp on manhole covers, eggs are hatching without incubators, and a highway billboard mysteriously caught fire by itself. Chrysler says its July sales are the best they've seen in 7 years. The automaker says it sold 140,000 cars and trucks in the U.S. last month, increasing sales by 11%. Chrysler says its sales of the Ram pickup were up 31% from a year ago. And finally in the news, legislation to lower the cost of getting a student loan is now awaiting President Obama's signature. Congress has passed a bill that initially sets the interest rates of new Stafford loans at 3.9% for undergrads and 5.4% for graduate students. Parents will have to pay 6.4%. The rates are locked in for a year, but then change with the financial market. News time is 8:11.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
In the funeral announcements, Laverne Obermeyer, age 78 of Wyota, died Tuesday at the Villisca Good Samaritan Center. Graveside military services for Laverne Obermeyer will be today at 1 o'clock at the Brighton Township Cemetery in Marnie. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Donna Paskey, age 83 of Carroll and formerly of Audubon, died Monday at St. Anthony's Regional Hospital in Carroll. Funeral services for Donna Paskey will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon, with Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. Anna Marie Hansen, age 84 of Elkhorn and formerly of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Salem Lutheran Homes in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Anna Hansen will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon, with the Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. Doris Brainerd, age 97 of Guthrie Center and formerly of Adair, died July 23rd at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Doris Brainerd will be held on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Church of Christ Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Cheryl Marie Miller, age 66 of Defiance, died Tuesday at her home. Private family services are planned for Cheryl Miller. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. And Mabel Root, age 105, who's formerly a Fontenelle, died Friday in Clearfield, Iowa. Private family graveside services for Mabel Root will be held at the Bryant Cemetery north of Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. And the news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.